Chief Platzer, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How's it going?
Doing good. Things get quiet when it gets really cold out like last week. Probably wasn't a whole lot going on.
Not a lot going on, so it's nice. Gives our officers a little bit of break from the busyness. I mean, 2019, we thought we were going to start off slow, but it's been kind of busy for us.
It really has been.
But last week was nice. It was a slow weekend for the officers and gives them time to get caught up on some things.
We want to talk about some of those things, including retirement parties. My goodness, you've had a number of those in the last year, haven't you?
Yes. Just recently, John Stewart retired after 25 years of service with our department. John started off as a police cadet in 1991, was promoted to road officer in 94, and became a detective, and then retired out as a sergeant. John did a great job for us. He was involved in the major crimes unit for a couple of years. He did our range officer cadre, so he'll be dearly missed, but I wish him well in his retirement also.
There are a lot of folks, yourself included, that started as cadets and have had a great career in the Port Huron Police Department.
Yes, last time I counted, I think we were up to like 15 or 16 cadets that are now police officers on our department, has been officers or now retired.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, really, and that I think is a great testament to any of those students that are thinking about becoming cadets. It can really lead to something big.
Yes, our cadet program is top-notch. We currently, I think, are looking for one or two. So if you're interested in becoming a Port Huron Police Cadet, you have to be enrolled at college, SC4, but you can go to our website or stop down and get a job application and see Sergeant Brisby because she oversees the cadet program.
That's where you start learning about police work, but that's not the end because you continue with training all along the way, don't you? All your officers do.
Yes, and we're doing that right now. So the month of February is our in-service training month. So each officer will go through 4 days of training, and then they'll be in class from 8 until 4, and they get things like this morning, legal update, diversity training, ethics, firearms, mobile field force, felony stops, defensive tactics, CPR, tactical first aid. We get training from community mental health. So it's a whole gamut. And so for the full month of February, we'll be in training. That way our officers have the most up-to-date laws and the up-to-date training to keep them safe and to better serve the citizens of Port Huron.
Every year, early in the year, you present your annual report to City Council. Is that coming up soon?
It is. We're currently getting all the stats. We're working on the final MICRS report from the state of Michigan. And once that's completed, we'll have it done hopefully by the 1st of March. I'd like to present it to Council the 1st of March. And then we're also doing it again this year. We're going to have it online. So it's actually going to be the annual report. And then it's also going to be videos and interviews with officers, our school resource officers, the captains. So you can go to our website and see it there.
Very good. Chief, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, Chief Platzer with us from the Port Huron Police Department, 17 past 8 o'clock. Now.